basically where Jose watched the game from after he was sent up?
Well, good question. I didn't see that. I think it was from the stands, no?
I couldn't see him in the stands. No. And what did you make of him being sent off?
Well, I think everyone saw. It's part of the game. It was a referee decision. So, nothing to say about the referee decision.
What was Jose's reaction to being sent off? Have you spoken to him since?
No, I didn't comment with him. I think we just spoke about things that were important to keep happen for the team, for the second half. Any adjustments we need to do, any decisions according with the evolution of the game that were needed to take. And we focus on that. We didn't focus what happened in relation with the send-off. We focus in the best for the team. So it's what we really spoke after the send-off.
Okay, that's all we're saying on the matter now. Can we have the questions on the game, please?
How big a concern is the sort of wastefulness in front of goal now? I mean, you are missing a lot of chances in the teams that are going to be getting more comfortable.
Well, I think everyone saw, and again, I was here to speak a little bit about the same that I can speak today. We are the best team on the pitch. We didn't have any tactical issues during the game. The game was what we expect that would be. And in fact, defensively we are a very compact team. Offensively we create chances to win the game in a comfortable way. And in the last matches is what the people that is coming to the stadium is seeing. That is, we are showing that as a team we are a strong side, and we can do good, very good things. But we create chances that in a normal way they should be goals, and we should win the games again in a comfortable way. And it's not happening. Of course, we get a bit frustrated with that. The only thing we need to keep doing is to keep working and believing that one day the things change for us and we start winning the games in a comfortable way according with what we are doing for it.
Against Arsenal, you dominated the game, conceded to a cross and a header.
Yeah.
Today, you've conceded in the first minute to a free kick and a kind of charging on the goalkeeper. Those kind of goals seem fairly easy to defend. Is that a mistake that you're making?
Well, I, to be fair with you, I didn't watch and we still didn't discuss about it. We will have time to analyze and to discuss what was the problem in the goal. When you concede a goal, probably there is always a reason for that and something that went wrong in the defensive set play. Well, if it's something wrong, it's something that we'll try to correct. And from Arsenal to this goal are completely different goals. And again, we need to watch it and understand well what happened.
Jamie?
You're 11 points behind Chelsea now. You're obviously leads. Can you make up that gap, or is it gone?
Well, in this moment, we are more worried in looking to the team and trying to get the best results. We knew it that the job was not an easy job, and we fight to change the things, and this is what we're going to keep doing, because we believe in the players, we believe in the team, and we believe that the things will change, and what we are chasing will arrive for sure.
Why is it not an easy job?
Sorry?
What you said, it's not an easy job. In charge of the biggest football club in the world,
Well, if it was easy, the ones that were before would also have won it. So we knew it that we had a lot of work in front, and is what we are doing. It's a big club. We know that it's a big club. And to be fair, as you know, we are also used to big clubs. And we also know how to take a team to win. And that is our job, and we know that we'll do it.
Okay, last question.
You watched the yellow card that Paul Pogba got again. Did you accept that Jose accepted him for the right decision?
The Pogba yellow card?
Yeah.
I think everyone saw that this frustration was shown in a situation where should be a free kick for us, and finish with a yellow card to Paul, and off of the next match. So there is maybe reasons for express some frustration, and after that, of course, there are also things that that are part of the game, and the referee took decision on the send-off. But I think it comes everything from, in our perspective, a decision that should be to the opposite side.